Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday going down December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. All-star lineup, Brent Smith and our buddy Zach Myers from Shinedown fame will be on stage, along with the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. Now, the tickets are on sale now, but just announced today, you can get Unwrapped tickets for as low as $55.
That's right. We opened up more
seats. That's right. At KISW.com. Our question, accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hola.
Hola.
So, picture this. I'm a 13-year-old boy riding around on my mongoose bike, having lots of fun. All of a sudden, this tiny little barky thing of a dog decides to jump out in front of me. Well, I'm not going to run it over as much as I probably should have because, well, I crashed my bike and then my boys went into the handlebars.
And that's exactly what the dog was hoping would happen.
Yes, I know. It was a menace. We all hated it.
What kind of dog was it?
It was some sort of mixed, yappy little spawn of Satan.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with those. So is that the only time you racked yourself on a bike? Because that's one thing I never understood about boys and girls' bikes back in the day, right? The boys had the big bar.
Right.
And the girls did. And ladies, I understand the panty hamster can also get damaged. It's not that. It's just the point where when you were a young man riding a bike, your feet slip off pedals, whatever, right? But you always smashed your jewels on the bar. And for the life of me, as a child, I'm like, why is it here? I do it.
Right.
My
it seems
friends
like
do
it should
it.
Be the reverse.
Absolutely,
the guy
man.
Should have the extra room,
or just,
everybody
just get rid of it altogether. I never understood that, and I remember asking my father probably like the 15th time I'd crushed my nuts on that thing, and he's like, "I don't know.
No,
like I don't know what to tell you, man.
Maybe the frame was more sturdy.
I mean, the frame was more sturdy, but again, you're talking about a bike for kids that cannot possibly be over the age of like 10.
Yeah, I mean that's just the way it was. It was a boys and a girls
and
bike.
A girls bike. Now they all seem pretty standard, but man, like everyone I knew, like all you did was smash your nuts on that thing. If you rode your bike, it was going to happen, inevitably.
Well, that and then, like he's talking about a mongoose bike, right? So I remember my brother had one. It was like a massive deal.
Oh, they were huge.
And then remember you could put pegs on them.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to ride around. Sometimes you'd stand on those back pegs, but same thing. Like if the guy driving stops or anything, like you're just lined up with the seat.
God, it is so painful too, man.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
That's the first time my son saw me, got my nuts crushed. He headbutted me. He's like 3 years old. We're wrestling on the bed, all right? So inadvertently headbutts me, and I go down in flames. So I'm curled up, fetal position, on the floor. I started on the bed, and so I can't explain it. Like, this is not good enough. So I'm on the floor, and I remember his little head pokes over, and he's like, "Dad, are you okay?" And I said, "Dude, I'm fine. Listen," I said, "there's no way to explain what's going on, but as a guarantee in your life, you're going to find out." I forgot all about this. Fast forward about 5 years, playing basketball in gym class. I see him after school. I'm like, "How was your day?" And you can tell maybe some dried tears or something. You know, "How was your day, man?" And he's like, "We were in gym class, and basketball hit me in my privacy," which is what he used to call it. I'm like, "Oh, yeah?" I'm like, "What happened, man?" He's like, I just dropped to the ground. Like, I couldn't control it. I said, okay, remember when you headbutted me and it all came back? He's like,
he remembered it.
Yes. He's like, that's what, because to him, it was traumatic. He'd never seen his dad collapse in pain. So I understand it. So it really stuck with him more than I thought it might. But it all came back to him. He's like, oh, I go, right. So I have good and bad news. The good news is now you know how to explain it. The bad news, and this is two parts. One, it will happen again, no matter what you do. And trust me, you're going to protect these things as best you can for the rest of your life. It's still going to happen. And no matter how old you get, the pain feels exactly the same.
Yeah.
This is not something you age out of and you're just like, oh, I'm tough now. I'm like, it feels exactly the freaking same.
I shouldn't say this, but since we've been here
for Micah, bro,
20 years, I've not taken a shot. I have not taken a shot down there.
The only one I've taken was from my kid. Seriously, in the 20 years we've been here, the only one I've taken, because you get older and a little wiser and a little less active, I guess, but was the inadvertent headbutt from a child, and I made a mental note of that. I played with them a little different after that, but other than that, it hasn't happened, and I plan to keep it that way.
Well, you talked about a penalty kick in soccer, how all the guys cover their junk. When we had the foul balls, the softball going around playing, I'm a decent baseball player.
Sure.
I would not play the infield. I mean, just on the guard.
The thing just skipping off the ground.
Just to guard my body, just to make sure that I wouldn't take one to the nads. I was like, all right, man, put me in right field. Put me left. I'm fine out there. I do not need to get hit with a ball flying at 95 miles an hour. My head, my junk, anywhere.
I'm not worried about my head. It was just a junk.
Well, I mean, look, I'm with you, but I had to sit on the hot corner at third base every game because nobody else could field, and you're out in the outfield.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I didn't want to take that shot to the boys.
But, I mean, between us and the guy that organized the team, we're probably the best fielders.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
I will say, playing, and look, not everybody has the same equipment, but playing in public, right? I haven't done it for a little bit, but somebody went to clear a ball, and I was playing. This is soccer. It's half field, 7v7.
Yeah.
But I'm like the striker, so I'm up front, right? So they're trying to clear it. I'm kind of trying to put pressure on them. And they clear it. It goes straight to my junk. And I don't know what the sound was I let out. And then I'm just on the ground, curled up. You hear the ref blow the whistle real quick. And, you know, you can just hear people like, are you okay, man? Give me a second. Right. And then I get up, kind of walk over to the sideline. I'm back down on one knee in this one. Because it's co-ed, all different shapes and sizes. And she just goes, I don't have one, but that looked like it hurt.
Yes, it did. It
hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Accident, medical, or other, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hola!
Hola. So, about a few years back, got out of a marriage. Took a couple years, got myself in shape before I hit the dating market again. Once I do so, one little time I'm taking a leak and I go and I didn't tuck it all the way back in the flap and I go to zip up. Mm-hmm. Well, it yanks about an inch and a half right up the top of the shaft.
Yep.
So when it goes to heal, it turns into about a half dollar size scab. And I got about seven partners on the roster at the time.
Damn.
And, hey, man, I was vicious. So I'm trying to, like, figure out how I'm going to explain this because I got this gnarly-looking scab dead center on the junk. And basically, lights were off, all of it.
That was it. So you were still getting laid. You just made it a point to turn off the lights.
Yes, sir.
But didn't that break the scab? I zipped my junk once. I won't go through the whole story, but I didn't end up with a scab that big. But it does scab up. And then as a guy, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to wake up with an erection, right? It's just what your body does in your sleep. But it would break it open every morning.
Every time.
It was so annoying because I'm like, look, this is not, you know, you tell kids, quit picking at a scab. Stop scratching the cut, right? You'll open it back up. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah.
I am leaving my penis alone, which I am not known to do. But in this instance, I did. But every morning, this thing will rip back open, a little bit of blood again. The healing process sucks.
Yeah, and if you go to sleep with boxers on, then it ends up drying to the blood, ends up drying through the boxers.
Yeah.
And then you got to, like, pull it back off, and it rips again, and it's just... But, yeah, when I was zipping up, man, I'm not soft and gentle about it. I zip quick and get back to what I'm doing. So when I hit it, man, it was, it went all the way. And then you got to unzip, and it was still stuck in there.
Yes.
I have to say, the unzipping is worse than the zip, because the zip you didn't anticipate, and no one zips.
Think about if you accidentally just zip your shirt in a jacket.
But no one.
How hard it is to get that zipper unstuck.
But nobody zips slowly. When you zip up your pants, you just zip up your pants. You're not thinking, oh, man, look out for my D. So when you do it, like, it's happened. By the time you feel the pain, the deal is done. But the problem is unzipping it. Now you know to anticipate the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just stare at this thing for like a good 45 seconds before you go like, it's like pulling the Band-Aid off, Dave.
Yeah.
You just got it like, here we go. And it sucks.
My buddy, right, I've told this story, but years ago we're in Baltimore, we're messing around. He was super strong. And you know how like when you're in early 20s, you get drunk, you wrestle?
Yeah.
He picked me up from the back of my shorts and my underwear. How he did it to this day, I don't know. But my underwear snapped. So then I just had these two like scabs on the bottom.
On the inside of your thigh, like underneath your...
Under the bottom of the satchel.
Yeah.
They were actually on the satchel?
Yes. So that's when like I'd go into work. Like I couldn't sit, like walking around, it was fine. But if you tried to sit down, you had to like adjust and sit down because it hurt so bad.
Did the temperature affect? Because we're talking about you wake up with an erection and it reopens whatever cut you got, right? So like, if you go from hot to cold... Right, because your satchel's bouncing up and down depending on the temperature. You get in the shower and suddenly, you know, they're 8 inches longer than they were. Did that break it open?
The main thing I remember is like, you ever had like a little patch of like road rash or something?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's so much pressure, this underwear just snaps. So it was like that. So like once they had scabbed up, it was okay. But the first couple of days was awful.
I just remember twice in the last 20 years.
That you got?
That I have.
All right.
So, typically only ride
How do you forget?
Because it's, for whatever reason, it just triggered my brain.
You try not to think about it.
That's true.
It's in the summertime. It's when I normally ride my scooter.
Yeah.
I hit a pothole.
Mm.
And my boys must have been on the seat. And it also happened to me on the bus. You just don't think
about
it.
On the bus?
Well, they're down on the seat.
Right.
So, the bus hits a bump. And it just goes, ding, ding. And you're like.
Did you make any noise?
I mean, it's that silent scream of the pain is so bad you can't even get a scream out. It's almost like you're inhaling as you do it. Accident, medical or other, what happened to your downstairs area, 206-803-ROCK. I remember because I was just like, I just got to play it cool because it's a packed bus. I'm wondering, like, is it? Plus, you can't really man spread
no.
It's a packed bus. So I got my legs real close together, so it ding. You're like, Jesus, God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.